potential new members to Melbourne Parish Council. Right, we'll start this meeting. We might have to go a little bit out of sequence, but please bear with me. We have a bit of housekeeping to do first, so just please excuse me as we go through that. Welcome to this grant application meeting, Wednesday 3rd of June. We'll go straight on to item PC032627 to receive and approve apologies for absence. Clark, do we have any apologies?
Yeah, apologies received from Councillors Cowley, Kipiano and Wilson.
Okay, thank you. Can I have someone to keep Councillor Davis, seconder please? Councillor Barnes, all those in favour? Thank you. Right, moving on, PC032627, to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. I believe there are a few. Yes. Councillor Kilmurray?
Pecuniary interest in PC037.627B and D, non-pecuniary in HIJ. The number of people on the committee or my daughters is here.
Okay, thank you very much. So there'll be absentee voting on that one.
Those plus three, you can still vote on the first one.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Any other pecuniary interests? Anything? No? Okay, we will move on. Item PC 034 2627, public participation. Unless anybody has anything else to say outside of the applications.
Yes, Chairman. Just a quick one. Do you have copy of the rules and regulations on how grant money can be applied for, how to do it, and the available, you know what I mean?
Yes, it's part of our policy and procedure. It's what the application form that everybody's filled in.
And all the guidance. I know the guidance on how to fill the form is there, but that also includes.
Yes.
As you can see, I didn't fill out the application.
No.
Just representing.
It's all there, within the application form. I think it's.
Can you email me a copy of that one?
I can, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it is all there.
So that's fine, yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Any other questions or anything else? Right. Is there anything else?
No,
thank you.
Mr. Chair.
We'll move on. Item PC 035 2627, to report back and approve the minutes of the annual parish council meeting held on the 13th of May. Did you receive any amendments or anything? Anybody have any questions on that? Can I have someone to propose those, please? Councillor Kilmurray, seconded. Councillor Alexander, all those in favour? And that's a full carry, so those minutes are approved. You can go through. Thank you. Right, PC 036 2627, to note report on previous community benefits grants from 2025. Just briefly, that you'll see within your packs, and obviously for those that are representing applications here, this is the last set of applications, but our clerk has actually done some homework, and at the back of the pack, up until from 2016 to 2025, the grant applications, amounts of money that have been paid out by the parish council from the solar S137 monies, amounted to £430,226 since it started in 2016. So I think that's a brilliant set of numbers. And I think we have another until 2034. We go to 2034 on the same scheme. So all being well, you know, it's done us really proud in the village, and hopefully it will continue. And I know we are actually looking at trying to get this extended. Whether we will be successful in that or not, we don't know. But there are other companies coming in with solar as well, so we will be approaching them in the same way. Whether we'll get the same service, whether we'll get the same application, I don't know, but we intend to try and pursue it as much as we possibly can, because it goes to so many good causes. Councillor Kilmurray.
I just wanted to emphasise that the money that we get in was a deal that was negotiated with the solar farms. So they donate money to us and we dish it out, so it does not come out of the precinct.
Oh yeah, no, that was... Yeah, just for clarification. Thank you, Councillor Kilmurray. You know, it's not coming out of your pockets, as it were. It's coming out of the solar farms. So it is money coming from someone else to good causes that are represented within the village. Okay, but thank you very much indeed for putting the pack together. And it identified all the things for last year. So if anybody wants to have a look through what we benefited last time round, it's all there. Right, moving on. I would like to pass briefly to District Councillor Hart. It's going to just explain a couple of things where there are other monies available. So,
yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joseph. I'm just switching hats slightly now. And thank you, Councillor Kilmurray, for mentioning where it comes from. And Joseph isn't here tonight, he sends his apologies. But I really think some both thanks need to go to Joseph because he negotiated that way back and got it index linked. So that's why we end up getting more money every year. Having said that, 2034 isn't that far away, and unless we get another funding pool, we may need to be thinking about how else we're going to fund this. So one of the things that was concerning me was when I looked at the packs, just how some of the applications are quite large. And with my district councillor hat on, speaking with Jose, who chairs the Community Chess Grant, a number of these applications tonight would qualify for funding for South Cams District Council, and when we come on to those, I'll indicate those. So we've tenuously got in touch with officers and said, what do you think? The criteria has changed this year, so things like fate and one-off things like firework displays, they no longer qualify for a grant from South Cams District Council under Community Chess. But there are other things here, certainly startups, that's a new criteria that would qualify, and yeah, some of them will be looked on very, very favourably, so that might affect our decision. But I just wanted to bring that tonight because it felt negligent if I didn't raise that.
Thank you very much. Does anybody have any quick questions on that at this stage? We'll wait till the end. Okay, right, moving on to PC 037-2627. What I will say before we kick off going down the list, we are starting to see more applications coming in from different organisations for various reasons, and there are a number here, or there are a number that are not on here that will probably be picking up in November, because we do have two sweeps of this. We split the money as best we can between those two. And as in previous years, it's not guaranteed that you'll get 100% what you've asked for, because obviously we have to be considerate of other applications that are likely to come in as well later on in the year, and we don't want to let everybody down. So some of these things might get done down a little bit, but hopefully everybody will walk away with a smile on their face tonight. So we just need to see how we go. The approach that we adopt with this is very quickly we go through, ask questions, and then council will decide whether it's something they wish to approve or not. And then we go back and then we do the percentages. So if you can bear with me, we'll just run through these and we'll kick it off as quickly as possible. So the first one on the list is PC 037-2627, item A, Melbourne Bowls Club. Now, in the packs, you guys have all seen, does anybody have, we have a representative here from the Bowls Club. Would you please make yourself known to the public, first of the councillors, thank you. If anybody's got any questions, anybody want to ask anything? I think it's quite straightforward what's on the actual thing. What Peter's asked for is just £200 worth of equipment. Any questions? Do we feel comfortable about supporting this request?
Chair.
Sorry.
I realise that this is £200, bear in mind some of these are requests of right of £8,000. South Cambridge District Council would probably fund Melbourne Bowls Club for what you're asking for. However, it feels a bit churlish for us to ask you to jump through another hoop and do another application, but just to bear that in mind next time, that would probably be a
problem. No problem at all. No, I appreciate the information.
Yeah. And what I'll do is I'll email you or Peter the information for next time, because if there were other bigger items,
bigger items, then.
Yeah, that would be looked on favourably by the District Council.
There are other things that they really do.
Yeah, it needs to be capital, can't be revenue funding, but capital funding. But
and there is a sort of figure, isn't there, about two?
There's a maximum of £2,000.
Can be up to £2,000.
Was funded back in 2022 for security grills and then for ring markers. Yeah, so yeah, it's been
what from?
From SCDC. Yeah.
Okay. Right, so if there's no questions, can I just have a show of hands if we intend to support this one?
Okay.
We'll do the numbers.
Okay, that's one.
Right, moving down to item B, Melbourne Library. Is there someone here? Right, hi. Just a quick bit of housekeeping. I think this one as well would be supported by South Cams.
Because yeah. Because you're asking for stands, you're asking for equipment, it would be. Bearing in mind perhaps the future.
Yeah. The question I have, there is one question I've got. On your application, we don't really support various things. We need to have some sort of a specific. On the front page, you put down various miscellaneous expenditure. That doesn't really tie into what we're offering up here from a grant application point of view. Can you be more specific on that? I know it's asking you for a verbal now, but...
Yes, it's all some bits and pieces that you need, like, well, we're setting up things as we need to contribute towards the licence for the projector, because that is paid for part of ours and part of our mm-hmm. And then we have films for children on a Sunday afternoon, which is very popular. They can come and watch a film, usually of a children's book. And then they will, we hope, go away and read the book as well. So we've got that sort of thing. There's always stationery we have to have. We have the county library stationery bill, which comes in, which is sort of quite hard for us to cover. We have to cover an awful lot ourselves in fines and that sort of thing, and donations from the various parish councils.
It's not a big application, I recognise, but it's just the term miscellaneous.
Yes.
Unfortunately, don't seem to ring through. Yeah.
It's so clear through you. It says in there again, like starting a new section in there, the poetry section and the prize.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's why those new stuff things would be things that the community chest would like. It can't just be running costs.
Yes.
But if you're thinking ahead, you know, like I say, display stands, those sort of things would be funded. But that's it's in there.
It is worth it. Right. Any other questions on the library? Are we prepared to support this one?
Yeah.
Can I show of hands? Okay, one abstention. That's fine. Okay, thank you. Right, moving on to item C, which is the Melbourne Dynamos. And again, I believe this is another one that there is potentially money available, which they are quite happy to.
They're very surprised when we ask that they haven't been approached, because especially with the new things you're doing. So, you know, and it looks like they will be up to 2,000. So the walking football, I think that's when the new startups. Yeah. So it definitely would be looked upon favourably from what I've heard. And that's from an officer. That's not from
And I think I'm right in saying quite a lot of money is being required to go on to training for health and safety, medical understanding, different situations.
Not health and safety, it's so to do with neurodiversity.
Neurodiversity, sorry, I apologise.
Book ages with it.
The whole thing, Okay. Right, any questions for our diagnosed people? Are we prepared to support them? Can I set up a show? Okay, we'll come back. Right, newbie on the block, Meridian One. Hi.
Hello.
Right, this is startup, trying to do the radio station.
That's the one.
Okay, your initial costs are to do with Ofcom.
So, Ofcom, office space, what we call imaging, so all the bits that you hear in between the songs. And PRS and PPL licensing.
And you've got a location for it?
Summerhouse Farm, which we managed to get for 2 months.
Yeah. Okay. If this is, well, I think you're running a two-weeker, aren't you, to start with,
there's a bit of a kind of trial to see.
Test the water.
Yeah.
What about location on a more permanent basis once, if this is a success, which it looks as if it's going to be?
Thank you. So we would We would have to look at that. Summer House Farm, they do have other units that are available. We've managed to get this one because there's somebody else moving in September.
Mm-hmm.
But there is other units available. We've kind of been around all over, so we've spoken to TTP, we've spoken to here, etc. But they don't have any space at the moment. But it would probably be Summer House Farm.
Mm-hmm. And if you've got this through the 2 weeks with the Ofcom licence, that covers you. What is that, 12-month licence, or is it, does
so,
it extend?
So it's a 12-month licence. They don't do it in any other way. So it's something called digital service program licence.
Okay.
So we've spoken to the guys that run the South Cambridgeshire DAB system, and we've managed to get space on that for free.
Okay.
For our trial broadcast.
Okay. Is this one that's likely to be?
Yeah, it's they're very interested because it's about community. It's about, you know, community. So I mean, I guess what they've said to me, and perhaps I can email you afterwards, is the officer to speak with. They need a bit more information to see if you would qualify. But they were very interested.
Okay. And you're linking up. Are you linking up with Jay on the?
Yeah. So Mixed Music are doing a couple of shows. From the kind of youth perspective as well, we've spoken to the head at MVC, and just waiting for her to come back to us. And Councillor Stani, I met with him a couple of weeks ago for coffee. He's actively pushing that for us as well.
Okay, MVC. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Anybody any questions from Meridian? So, Councillor Dane.
Adding up your figures. I think without the studio space comes to about 5k. Are you getting your first 2 weeks free gratis at Summer House?
No, it's 350 a month.
Right, okay.
2 weeks.
Not either.
No, that means you had 350 a month times 12. It doesn't
times two.
Times two.
Yeah, no, I mean every 12 months.
No, it's only a trial.
Yes. But so estimated cost, annual cost, is between 6,000 and 7,000. So multiply 350.
So that's on the high end, unless if we can't get that space. So Summer House Farm have done us a deal because we're only in less than Brewery.
Yes. But do the sums, or have I got them wrong?
Sorry, I'm misunderstanding what you're trying to
do. You say it's 350 quid a month.
For rental of the office space, yeah.
Multiply that by 12, if you did, 350 times 12, which doesn't come to 6,000.
No, but we don't know whether we're going to get Summer House Farm for 350, so I've gone slightly on the high end side.
Right, okay.
This application is just for the...
This is just...
Just for the start to see whether... They've got to get the Ofcom licence, which is going to cost... But also, this is just to see whether it's a tester to see whether this works. Oh, it does work. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No.
But a lot of the stuff that we are using this for, we can carry on forward.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from obviously things like office rent.
Yeah. Well, are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Any other questions on that? Okay. Are we happy to support this one? Okay. Okay, it's fine. Thank you. Sorry about the interrogation.
Sorry.
When you're new to it and you need to understand something. Right, item E, Melbourne Action Community Support Max. We have two representatives, so they came as a team. Right, obviously we understand what this is about, but I think, could you just give us a brief understanding about the food bank and things like that, and what actually is going on behind the scenes with that, please.
Okay, so the food bank opens on a Monday and Thursday at the Pavilion. We're open from 9:30 to 11:30. Customers can come and request food. We prepare bags in advance. There are 13 items in the bag, I think, currently, and they get a fixed bag. They can exchange some of the items if you've got time and need information, but most of them don't need to be able to. We've got customers that come every week. We've got some customers who don't come every week. We never know who's going to come unless they contact us and ask for delivery, because we will deliver, because we have some people who've got mental health issues, some people physical reasons why. Not necessarily they can't get to the Pavilion, but they can't get out. So we deliver. Our biggest cost is food. We receive food from Tesco's, receive the donations that are at the end of the month. We receive a share of that, but there are six or seven other food banks that also receive a share, so we normally get two crates handed away.
Two.
Yeah. We have donations that are given to us from all the churches. They're quite generous, actually, aren't they? Particularly around harvest festival times. But we have to buy most of the food. So last year, our food costs were £8,000. We spent nearly £5,000 already this year. So, we need the money to keep going. We also support the two schools, the village college and primary school, with children that turn up to school without having had breakfast. Some obviously struggle eating generally. We provide some of the bags that we prepare for the food bank to the schools, and they're distributed from there. So, yeah, that's pretty much what we do. We also, as Matt's run, Cozy Corner, which is a completely different setup, but it's somewhere that people can come to play games, just interact with other people. That's at Vicarage Close, and that's Mondays and Thursdays also, but that's 12 to 3. And we also provide a lunch on a Monday when we ask people to make a donation if they can. So lunch that we normally prepare, it's two courses, and we get an average of 15 people at lunch on Monday. So, anything else you'd like to know?
I think it's quite clear from this one. This is not sort of a nice to have, something somebody wants to set something up. This is something that is necessary. It's horrible to say in a village like Melbourne, but it's necessary within the village, and there are a lot of people that benefit from this. And kiddies going to school on a full tummy or a breakfast tummy, you know, is much better than them going there hungry. So there's a lot to be said about that. Does anybody have any other questions for Max? Councillor Davey.
Sorry. Approximately how many, you say how many people you have in a week. Over the course of a year, how many people do you reckon you support, or families?
That's a very good question. I suppose if we get an average of 15 people a week, multiply that by...
Yeah, but some of those would be repeats, obviously, yeah. But I just wondered.
Oh, I see, in terms of other families.
Yeah.
Probably about 35, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus there's the other ancillary stuff that goes on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any other questions for Steph?
So, Chair, just sadly, there isn't money in the community chest for food. Yeah. But if there's any particular equipment, I think about the Cozy Corner or storage that you need now.
Storage may be something moving forward, because we might need extra storage. But at the moment, not really, unfortunately.
Yeah, because the community pantry opens in a couple of weeks, so there's a grant up to £400 there, but for equipment. Yes,
for
more storage. Yeah.
Okay. Right, can I have a show of hands for support of Max? Thank you. That's all Karen. Right. Again, in there, guys. Item F, Melbourne Primary School PTFA. This is the representative from.
There's three of us.
Oh, okay. Mob handed as well. Okay, so this is to do with the firework display.
Yes, yeah.
So, any questions? Councillor Davey?
Sorry, are you thinking about noiseless, silent fireworks yet? no, seriously.
With a bigger budget, perhaps, but it is.
Does it make a huge difference in cost?
It's
because
something we need to look into.
I think
more.
It's time
I agree
to
with
move
you.
Across.
I think I like the idea of that, yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's more the visual that's appreciated.
Of course, yeah.
And I think the locals. Probably less appreciate the noise.
The downside is that we do have music to the fireworks.
That's fine. That doesn't matter.
Okay, that's
okay. No.
Okay, any other questions?
Yes, sorry, Chair. Yeah, I'm with Councillor Davey there. The amount of upset it caused, especially to animals,
for
other people's fun, it's not fun for a lot of people. I just wanted to question really, and I was going to ask you about all this, would the fireworks display go ahead if it didn't receive funding from Melbourne
yes.
Parish Council? It would.
And are there any, have you gone for any other, because percentage of the pupils at the primary school are not actually residents of Melbourne, are they?
About 10% are residents.
About 10%.
So it's roughly 90% are.
Have you approached anyone else for any support?
Okay. We have volunteers, obviously,
for the activity. Thank you. All right, any other questions? Okay, are we happy to support this one? Okay, I think that's a yes. Right, okay, nearly there. Item G, St George's Allotment Association. Anyone here from the allotments?
Oh, I think the gentleman just has to sign now.
Is it? Oh, it's too late then, we'll have to miss him. No, don't worry, I'll do him at the end.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Right, okay. Item H, Village Voice. Right. Okay, historically, the previous magazine never. Well, I think we only ever supported them once or twice, but this.
Yes,
they for odd things right at the end. So.
Lots of money. I don't know where they
yeah,
you can ask Peter if you like. I don't know what he says.
Do you want us to turn the recorder off?
But it's all done. That's gone. So you know he's finished. So, but he has transferred what money he had left to us.
Okay, and if. Again, I think to ask the same question, if there was no financial support, what would it do to the magazine?
Well, we couldn't print it.
Okay. No, that's fine. I think the new version has come out very, very well and is being well received in the village. Yes, yeah, it has been very well received.
So, I've got extra copies if anybody wants.
Okay, okay, does anybody have any questions? Okay, are we happy to support? Yeah, that's a good carry. Right, I've got to do some gorgeous when it gets back. Right, item I or War Scouts. £5,020. That's a good one, what we'll do in a minute. He's not back yet. Right, okay.
Yes,
you guys,
I know.
Shall I quote? You know we love a scout guide group. So yes, ask them to make an application. So there you go.
No, absolutely. And so what we're requesting in this application is for the immediate storage needs to be able to transfer the kit from its various storage locations into the hut to enable us to go, but the hut will have further fittings, toilets, sinks and things like that, for which we would like to continue to jest and the world family. Okay. We also need to, the first phase of the build is literally to erect the building, get the storage sorted, and then we will connect to our two teams and we fundraise as a way to build. Yeah.
They meet every month, the Grants Committee. I can tell, I'll tell you. I can tell you now when the next meeting is. But hang on, I'll have a look for you.
Actually, while Councillor Hart's looking at that, how many quotes did you get for the storage stuff? Because there was an awful lot of on-site, online, heavy-duty kit. It's quite cheap.
Yeah, so our quartermaster went through, and so we got a number of quotes from a number of providers.
And this
they're mostly online, behind the street.
Okay.
That's where the best is.
So you went through and had a good look at.
Personally, no, but our quartermaster was responsible for specifying the.
Oh, so the scouts.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so the deadline for this month's application is the 7th. There's always the 7th of the month is the deadline, but the committee meets on the 25th of June, 23rd of July, and the 27th of August this year. So it's always the 7th day of the month for the applications to be in. That gives them time to review it, and then the meetings. 25th of June, 23rd of July, and 27th of August.
So that's
every month. Yeah. So it's not like twice a year here.
No, it's every month the committee meets.
Yeah. How many times a year?
Probably 10, I would think. They may not meet in December or probably in. They've got August there, they probably meet every month.
Yeah. So you can go up to 10,000, up to 2,000 per application.
Yeah. They're, having said that, we've got 64,000 here.
Yeah.
Their budget per annum is just over 64,000. So, I feel a bit mean now, suggesting. But the money's there to be saved.
Yeah. You've been watching that. Bullseye, haven't you? Okay. Right, moving on. Are we comfortable to support the scouts? That's fine. Okay, we will come back to the final numbers afterwards. Last item on the agenda is item J, Melbourne Fates Committee. Anybody here from the committee? Hi, yeah. Oh, nice to see you. Well, I think we all know Brilliant goes through every year, creates a massive, great atmosphere, everything like that. So, anybody got any questions?
Yeah,
I think most of us have been to the fete. So, no questions? Are we happy to support this one? I think you get that one the other way through. Right, okay. If we take it back now, we'll go to item A. I think, unless anybody has any objections on the committee, I think items A and B, can we just accept the fact that they're too small amounts this year and just nod them through? Can I have support for the amount of £200 for Melbourne Bowls Club, please? That's for Kerry. You want me to go there? You want another vote, don't you?
Sorry,
I do apologise, I should do this correctly. Can I have a proposer, please, for item A, full support £200? That's Councillor Phil Murray, seconded Councillor Dave. All those in favour?
Thank you very much.
Okay, that's a full council. Item B, can I have a proposer to accept the full amount? Councillor Barnes, seconder. Councillor Alexander, all those in favour? With one abstention, and those two are carried. So, application is full.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and application is full for the library as well. But if the library could bear in mind, no miscellaneouses anymore, and have a look at the community grant, because the money is available throughout the year, so you might have other opportunities there. Okay, so more than welcome to go if you're finished, unless you want to stay and take conscription papers to the council. Right, moving on to thank you very much. Right, moving on now to item C, Melbourne Dynamos Football Club. An application of £8,055 has been requested. Now this is the one that can get potentially a couple of thousand.
Yeah, so in light of that, we're very happy to reduce it by £2,000, and yeah, we'll take our shop with community chest.
Yeah, do. And if you...
Is it still James Turrett?
Sorry, again?
Is it still James Ben Turrett that we should be speaking to?
I'm not sure who the officer is in my world, but
because we've been having emailing him.
And if you can, maybe name is a bit better with me.
Right.
So, but if you email Joseph and I, because if anybody's applying for community chest, you need to be able to say that your district councillors support the application.
Okay.
And having spoken with Joseph, we would be happy to.
Okay.
So if you copy us in an email, or if you email us first and ask who to send it to, and we can let you know.
Okay.
We've got the dates there. And I mean, the other thing to say, sorry, Chair.
Okay.
Sorry, Chair. Through you. I mean, obviously, I'm giving you the information that I've been given. Should it be unsuccessful, then we have our further round in November, but it would just be good to know if it is unsuccessful, why, you know.
We're very happy, they've been very supportive, as you know.
It sounds that they will be.
So under the current
financial year?
Once every round.
So could we do something where we can say we reconsider our funding if they're unsuccessful to...
We would have to change the policy and the regulations of that, and if we voted through, I wouldn't advise doing that. Because the round has started in June, I wouldn't advise you coming back for a second, but we could look at the legalities of that.
Yeah, I think perhaps we ought to, bearing in mind now we've been asked. The other thing that's obviously looked on favourably is if you've got support from the parish council funded part of it. Because that's what South Camps need to know as well, that your the groups are looking at every avenue.
Councillor Kilmurray.
Can we have the money in the pot, can we award the full amount that's only paid part of it, second with the £2,000 and the other grants?
That's council's call, that really is council's call, can come with a caveat.
Yeah, we could do that. I think that makes us... That
well,
does...
That will get around the legality.
Yeah, we could apply subject.
We could apply
the full amount.
Yeah.
But in the event that they get 2,000 off the others, we reduce the payment out.
We need a delay.
£2,000 until they get
done. It's a delay anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, we delay because of what?
Because of the other thing.
Yeah. Now, that's... That's certainly my opinion, incentivises people to apply quickly to South Camp.
Yeah.
Because then
yeah, well, the details there, I can do it by the 7th.
Yeah.
So we'll
okay.
do that.
All right, so the proposal is that we support this request to the tune of £8,055, but withhold the payment until we hear or we get clarity as to whether the £2,000 or up to the £2,000 has been received from South Cams, and the outstanding fees and things that are due are settled.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, can I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Barnes, seconded. Councillor Hart, all those in favour? And then we'll carry on that one. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Ian. Right, where are we going? Meridian. Okay. We're down at 5,500. Lost it. Okay, and this is a start-up as well that going forward, I think you will probably get support from South Cams on this. But as this is an initial setup, start-up, does anybody have any issues with this? Do we see a reduction necessary? Okay, shake your heads.
If I can see my details, then yes, yeah. They're really interested in the conversation with you, because that would then carry it forward. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so as this is an initial setup, and hopefully it's something that becomes successful in the village, because it can tie in very, very nicely with working with the schools, etc. Can I have a proposal to accept the 5,500? That's the Campbell, seconded. Councillor Barnes, all those in favour? And I have abstention, and Councillor Dover, you're against?
Abstention.
Two abstentions, and all of the rest of them support. Okay, thank you for that. Right, Melbourne Action Community Support, item E, Max, a request for £9,000. This is one that cannot be supported by South Cams. Does anybody have any issues with going with the full amount of this one? No? Okay, can I have a proposal, please, to accept the request for 9,000? That's Councillor Davey, seconded Councillor Phil Murray, all those in favour. And that's a full carry step.
Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. Good luck with the distribution. All right. Right, item F, Melbourne Primary School PTFA. They've requested £5,329. This is one that cannot be supported by South Cams. Does anybody have any issues with the full amount on this one?
So can we have a looking ahead? Can we look at some costing for the idea?
Yeah, absolutely.
On this particular occasion, does anybody have any issues with the full support? Okay, can I have a proposal, please, to accept the request for 5,329? Councillor Kilmurray, seconded. Councillor Barnes, all those in favour? And that is a full carry. Okay. Right, moving on, item G, St George's allotments. Unfortunately, there was a couple of questions on this one. There's some questions to be asked.
Well, I haven't had any common information
from
Community
Georgia
either way.
Right, okay, I think that one will have to be missed then, because it's our policy now, isn't it, that some people have to attend.
Yeah,
unless anybody wants to overrule that and go with supporting it. Councillor Hart?
I think historically we've always funded the skip hire, because that's in our interest as well, to get the site clear. The thing that came back from South Cams is that there would be potentially grant for biodiversity. So I don't know if that fits in with what else they're asking for.
The soil improvement.
Is there a breakdown between how much the skip is and the...
Yeah, the skip's £816 and the soil improvement is £504.
So could we, maybe if we fund, they won't fund the skip, but if we fund, historically we've always funded the skip, and then look for them to apply to South Cams for the soil improvement, and then similar, or maybe similar thing to what Councillor Kilmurray said before, you know, grant the full amount, but only pay for the skip initially to see if they do get the funding for South Cams for the soil improvement.
Okay.
Councillor Davey. I'm not desperately far keen to fund the soil improver because I think they ought to be making their own compost on site, like everybody else does at home.
Okay. Any other questions on that? Okay, so would we be prepared then to go to pay the skip, £850, and not? Is it 800? Sorry,
816.
£816. Are we happy to pay the skip for £816 and leave the soil alone, and then we can talk about that at the next maintenance committee meeting when they attend? Okay. So the proposal is to go for £816 to pay the skip, which, as people have said, is in our interest anyway to keep the sites tidy because they are our land. Okay. Can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Kilmurray, seconded Councillor Hart. All those in favour? And we can discuss the other issue at the next maintenance committee meeting when the allotment association will be in attendance. Okay, so that's 816. Moving down, Village Voice, £5,000. Does anybody have any issues or anything they wish to raise on this? Are we comfortable with paying the full £5,000? New magazine, new order. Right, can I have a proposal, please, to accept their request for £5,000? That's Councillor Barnes, Councillor Alexander, seconding, and all those in favour? Thank you. Thank you. Right, where are we going now? Item I, Boreal Scouts, £5,020.88. Are we looking to think that an element could be supported outside?
Well, I think, yes, certainly through South Cambs, but also noted, is it 90% of the Robinson Scouts?
How many?
Yeah, it's at least 90%.
At least 90%. Yeah. And I feel, to apologise really, I know Council, but have you spoken to Council potentially about Mildred Parish Council? Do some of the children come from Mildred as well?
Very small number.
Okay.
We did apply to Mildred Parish Campus, Council St Archery, but they didn't know that they
My frustration is that they also have solar farm money they're supposed to be distributed amongst the community. Anybody wants to do a freedom of information request?
I think we may try and have a conversation with them as well. But that will be something that we'll deal with ourselves.
Yeah.
Just to check. And you're happy to apply for the South Cams?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so I think what are we going to be comfortable with here? 3,020? If there's another application going in, Councillor Davey?
Can we not do the same as we did for the dynamos?
Do the full and then less?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, sounds good.
I'm sorry.
Councillor Kilmurray?
Through you, Chair, are you happy to take the 2,000 off this and go to the community chest?
To
save that for.
So we were going to go to the community chest for the other items that we need. So we need to put in a disabled access toilet and.
Yeah, sure.
Those. Oh, no, that's absolutely fine then. Okay, so this is a request for £5,020.88. Can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Lade. Seconded. Councillor Kilmurray. All those in favour? That's a full carry, so £5,020. So you can go to your birthday.
I can. My son will be great.
We'll have a chat about tomorrow's opening now. Because
that'd be brilliant. Yeah, let me know what I'm up to tomorrow. But if you.
We'll communicate with Ian.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Thank you. Right, moving down now to item J, the Melbourne Fate Committee. I put in a request for £4,000. As we've said, we want to support really good initiative. This. So, does anybody have any issues with the amount of money involved? Okay, can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Davey, seconded Councillor Campbell. All those in favour? Okay, that's a full count of £4,000 for the Fate. Okay. I think, apart from us closing up the meeting, unless anyone's got any quick points I wish to raise, that's it. Everything's been allocated and sorted. Thank you very much indeed for coming out. At least the sun's shining there, so you can all go home with a smile. Thank you very much. We'll finish the meeting up. Okay, let people go and then just tell the meeting up. Okay. Give Peter my. Hopefully he's all right.